The overall mission was is that a guy by the name of Muqtada al-Sadr raised a militia and was causing a lot of problems in the Jaff. And so they had us go in there and start clearing it out. I remember we were going into the city, and I ended up jumping out of the back end of the 7-ton and just posting security, just checking out the surrounding areas, making sure that nobody was going to try to ambush us or anything. And a kid that couldn't have been more than 8 years old came up. He started pointing at me, and then he pointed into town, and then he pointed back at me, and then he made a rifle gesture, and then he pointed back at me, and then he ran his thumb across his throat, and he pointed at me again. You know, he was basically telling me that if we go into town, we were all going to die. And I was just like, wow, this kid's 8 years old, and he's telling me already that I'm going to die. These kids already know what fighting is, what war is and stuff, and here I am, this naive 18-year-old. I'm a Marine, but I hadn't experienced war or anything yet. We got the order to keep going into Najaf, and I remember laying down behind the curb of this street, and I was looking out in this field because it was just a bunch of dirt, and I can remember just these little puffs of smoke coming up, or little puffs of dirt coming up. I thought, how peculiar, that's so weird, what is going on over there? You know, and I looked over to my side and I said, hey, do you see this? What's going on with all this little dirt puffs? And my team leader was just like, oh man, those are bullets, dude. You know, like, what do you think they are? I was like, oh. And I remember distinctly laughing and telling some of my buddies to watch my hand because it was shaking uncontrollably. I couldn't stop it from shaking. There was just so much adrenaline and I was just so scared. Even though I hadn't been engaged and I wasn't shooting back at anyone or anything, the threat was there. The idea that somebody was trying to kill you was actually all the more real. Yeah, it wasn't training anymore. We were actually doing it for our work. It was what we were paid to do. It was what we were trained to do. And now we were actually doing it. And so they drove a couple of the M1A1 Abrams tanks through these huge walls that were surrounding the cemetery because that's where they figured out that these guys were at. And so this cemetery is 3 miles by 5 miles long. And so we ended up going through these big, huge holes that these tanks had crashed through the walls so we could get into the cemetery and start clearing it out. And the cemetery was so big that you couldn't even see the guy to your left or to your right. You were kind of all alone. It was really, really scary. And they bury their dead on top of each other. And there's so many graves there that you would have to crawl over the graves to go forward. And so my friend and I, we were sitting behind these two graves and we were getting shot at. We didn't know where the fire was coming from, who was shooting at us and stuff like that. And so I was sitting with my back against one grave and he had his back against another grave. And we both ended up looking out in the same direction between these two graves to see if we could see anything. And probably the loudest snap I've ever heard in my life. It was like someone would take 2x4s and they were so elastic that they would whip them together. And if you can imagine those two boards colliding and then at the very end with the snap, that loud crack, that's what happened. Somebody had seen my friend and I and taken a shot at us and that bullet had passed right between both of our heads. And there's a big bullet hole, you know, right between both of our heads in this grave right behind us. And we both fell backwards, and we were sitting there, and we were just like, whoa, you know? I mean, you know, you kind of have to take a humorous approach to it because it's scary, and it scared us to death. And so, you know, we were both sitting there laughing, you know? And I mean, that's probably not the best thing to do, but what else can you do?